And it's my distinct pleasure to introduce Chris Powell. He's a longtime veteran journalist and a columnist for the Journal Inquirer. You can read Chris's work at journalinquirer.com. Hi, Chris.
Thanks, Ray.
Well, so where do you want to start? You know, I'm reading this article Paul Bass wrote. It was on CT News Junkie, and he evaluated, and I'm going to get your impression here in a minute, of the debate last night, which I assume you watched part of it.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, he was saying that he actually saw, if you look at who looks presidential and cool and calm and collected, it was his impression, and Paul's not a conservative by any stretch of the imagination. He thought that Stefanowski looked far more relaxed, mainly because he was staying on message, as opposed to Ned Lamont. What was your take on it?
Yeah, I think that's correct. You know, that's not to say that Stefanowski makes sense, but
okay.
You know, it is to to say that he looks like he's saying what he wants to say, and I think Lamont is getting exasperated and frustrated because he can't get Stefanowski to draw the conclusions of his tax-cutting position. But, you know, last night, I thought Lamont's policy prescriptions were really as moronic as Stefanowski's. You know, people say that Lamont's the intellectual candidate who responds with more detail to, to questions. But, you know, last night, I think he's got nothing to offer. He won't say anything substantial about cutting spending. He wants to do more bulk purchasing than regionalization and municipal services.
Volume purchasing.
Okay. Yeah, there's nothing in that. The regionalization has been a dead fish for years. The people propose that they don't want to cut anything at all. You lose a police chief and you hire an assistant chief, and you lose a school superintendent and you hire an assistant superintendent. There's no money to be saved in that. The money is all in labor policies that nobody wants to talk about. Lamont was asked about the University of Connecticut And what did he say? That, well, we're going to streamline it and make sure it has absolutely no waste. Well, you know, that's just Stefanowski's campaign against waste, fraud, and abuse. That's nothing. And it's worse because there have been constant financial scandals at UConn this year.
Right.
And, you know, somebody who was serious about changing things might address them.
Yesterday, Connecticut Conference of Municipalities came out with a little something. And this is something that you and I have talked about. This is something that I've heard from CCM forever and cost the small towns is, in fact, that, you know, these unfunded mandates where the state says thou shall, but we won't, you know, pay.
Yeah, it ought to be a major policy issue. But this is how the Democrats, with, you know, Republican consent, have run Connecticut for decades, to play the shell game of moving around expenses and the responsibility for expenses until people are too dizzy to figure out who is responsible. You know, binding arbitration of contracts, collective bargaining itself is one of these, are these mandates.
Right.
And I haven't heard Stefanowski address that.
Well, maybe he should.
Well, yeah, he should. But, you know, the questions to the candidates by the panelists, I'm afraid, in the two debates have not been very good. They've not really addressed these major spending policies. So if you're sure that the candidates are not, you know, terribly specific, it's in part because the panelists, I'm not sure the panelists are aware of these spending policies.
Right. Hey, let me, Chris, another question about that. And, you know, as we know, we do Mayor Monday here at 8:45 on Mondays. And most of the first selectmen, most of the mayors that we've talked to, they talk about the unfunded mandates. But one is the educational mandate, in which even if you lose number of students in your schools, you still have to spend the same amount of money. I mean, that's dumb.
Well, no, it's not dumb. It's how you lock in the vote of the teacher unions. You pass a law that says any economies in any school system have to be converted into compensation for the teachers. If if your school system's enrollment goes to zero, that's okay. You just keep spending
the same money
you are now, and make sure the teachers get more money.
Well,
that's the only purpose of that law. I mean,
yeah.
it is. it's not so much stupid, it's just so contrary to the public interest that it just invites contempt for our whole Commonwealth.
Here. They've kind of disappeared. The two, maybe it's not important, but the two lieutenant governor candidates. I mean, I've not seen anything about Susan Bysiewicz, and I've seen nothing about, his running mate, Joe Markley.
Well, Bysiewicz actually has been having some events. I got a press release from her last night. She's doing something today about women's empowerment. Markley, I have not seen anything from.
Yeah. So it's just funny because, maybe it's been that way forever, but it's just kind of like, okay, well, it's kind of like they said about the vice presidency, not worth a, never mind. There is that. You also wrote, let me just hit this for a minute, Serena's blow for equality. It's kind of, it's been a week or two, but, hey, you've come a long way, baby.
Yeah, she threw that tantrum at the U.S. Open the other day, and when she got disciplined for it, she and her supporters said, oh, this is sex discrimination. Men are not penalized severely for the same behavior. I'm not sure if that's true. The early data that has been done about it suggests that it may not be true, but to me, it really wasn't the point. She was behaving terribly and claiming the right to behave terribly
because she's she.
Men do it, and I'm just, if this is progress that women get to be equal to men in bad behavior. Plans going in the wrong direction.
Chris, let me go back. We've only got about 30 seconds here, but what about Oz Griebel? We had him in earlier, I guess it was late last week, early this week, and we had him, it would have been late last week. We had him in, and he's been kind of excluded from these debates because he doesn't poll well enough. You think he ought to be on there?
Not necessarily, Ray. I'm not sure I understand the point of his candidacy anymore. On the issues, he's basically Ned Lamont. He's not in the public financing program. He's got no money. I don't think he's very compelling right now.
All right. Hey, Chris, talk to you in a week.
Thanks, Ray.
All right. You can read Chris's work, Journal Inquirer.com.